This is Tom Warren, urging you today to listen to the Word of God, to take your Bible and study and read for yourself to see what it says. You know, God says that people who do that are noble. In Acts 17:11, the Bible says, "And these were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so." I want you to love the Bible. I want you to love it because it's the Word of God. I am pleading with you to take your Bible, to read it, to see what it says, and to bring its teaching into your life. I've been studying for the past several days with our radio audience the great topic of qualities of the love of God. Already we have noted that the love of God is universal. He loves everybody, and therefore He loves you. The love of God is tenacious. It won't quit. The love of God is protective. It keeps us from harm. The love of God is providing. It brings us what we need. And now we come to the fifth point in our study. The love of God is understanding. I'm glad today that I can give you the message that even if there were no human being on this earth who understood your problems or cared anything about them, I can assure you that God both understands and cares. He cares profoundly about you. You know, the Bible teaches us that God knows the very hairs on our head. He knows how many hairs are on your head. That's just God's emphatic way of saying that He knows all about you. In Psalms 139, the Bible makes clear that God knows our thoughts afar off. He not only knows what you're thinking now, He knows what you're going to think. He says, "There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether." I'm glad today that I know that God understands me. Even when other people do not understand why I hurt and feel as I do, I know that God knows. I know the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, knows. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, "We have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one which hath in all points been tempted like as we, yet without sin." You see, there are no temptations, there are no problems that you have faced that what Christ, in principle, has faced the same, and He knows and understands. And we find in Hebrews 2:18, "In that He hath suffered being tempted, He is able to succor or to help those that are tempted." Isn't that a marvelous thought? That God knows everything about your life. He knows every phase and facet of every problem you have. And He cares about it. He loves you. I want you to store that up in your heart. There isn't anything that you need to know more than that. In Psalms 103 and verse 13, the Bible tells us that as a father understands his child, so God understands us. You know, I have three children. No doubt many of you are fathers or mothers who are listening. When our children were 2 or 3 years of age, I didn't expect them to act as if they were 21 or 30. Our children are now grown. They're all adults themselves. I have a different attitude regarding their responsibility to what I used to. But God knows our frame. He knows we're dust. He knows we're weak, every one of us. He knows that we all need help from Him. And I'm glad today that I can tell you that God understands your problems. You may say, "Oh, but my problem is so great, it is so severe, nothing can help." I've talked to people who would weep, pour out their tears running down their cheeks and say that all is a matter of despair. There's nothing I can do about my life, but that simply isn't so. God loves you and wants to help you, and the Word of God is quick and powerful. It is able to help you in every way. It is able to furnish you unto every good work. So said Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And God would not have you to live your life in fear and worry and anxiety. God loves you. He understands you. He wants your life to be happy. But our time's gone for today, and I want you to know sincerely that I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of God's love. Until then, my prayer for you is that He will bless and keep you.